Okay. Okay, what about if a person is just, well, falls all over everything, picks something up and drops it, and just can't seem to do anything right like that?
He's old, but he's clumsy.
Okay. And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he's just a common person. He don't ain't got no energy to do this, nor do that, nor quit doing that, nor doing nothing.
Okay.
He's just got no energy to go ahead and do it.
What if you say it about a girl?
Same thing about a girl. They'd be the same way. Lazy. We call it lazy.
Okay.
Like you and that girl there get up in the morning, cook breakfast. You go ahead and cook it. She lay in the bed, she's lazy and you smart.
Do this or do that, quit doing that or do
that. What if someone, a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you might say he's just
same thing about a bird,
want to keep on doing working, she's smart.
Like
want to do something,
you and that girl
got nothing
there,
to do, got no help. Like a family of people, you can live out there and me over here, and your family will be lazy, but you'll be smart. You'll be out sweeping yards or doing something all the time. Well, mine back here, I'll be back here on plowing. That's just the difference in the people.
Okay.
There ain't no two people alike. That's the reason we have so many divorce cases in court. You marry a man, he ain't worth nothing, and you want to go ahead and work him out
there,
and he don't, all he want to do is ride around, throw away what you work for.
Okay. What other words, well, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, because I'm
scared.
Okay.
You marry a man, he ain't worth nothing, and you want to go ahead and working out.
Say, well, she isn't afraid.
He don't really be afraid.
Been scared.
Okay. And you say you have some children, and your children are out later than usual, and you say, well, I don't guess there's anything
scared
wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy about them.
Okay. And you say, I don't guess there's really any reason to.
I didn't understand.
I don't guess there's any real reason to
keep them out.
Okay.
No.
And you say someone who leaves some money on the table or something and then goes out of the house and doesn't even lock the door, you might say he's
leaving tip for somebody.
Okay. Okay. You say he's not careful. He's
keep them out.
Don't take care of what he works for. He throws it away. Ain't particular enough.
Okay. If someone's real sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you'd say he's
particular in his business.
Okay. What about stubborn, set, pig-headed, ornery?
How was that?
Stubborn, set,
pig-headed,
ornery,
bull-headed. We call that. That's somebody bull-headed. Won't pay no attention to what you tell them. You try to advise them right, and they'll go ahead long-headed and won't do what they're told to do.
Okay. And you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of
funny.
Okay. Any other words for that? Oh,
bull-headed? No, there ain't no that crazy or silly.
Okay. And if someone is real easily offended, just, you can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You might say he's
high-tempered.
Okay.